football team off to a big start here after a big victory over the Ray Eagles last Friday night, 54-22. They'll host another state runner-up from their state from a year ago in the Millwood Falcons at Darner Field coming up here this Friday night's homecoming, 7 o'clock kickoff. And we're talking with a couple of seniors, and we'll start off here with tailback linebacker Tracer Chapman. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
Doing all right, thank you. Two games into the season, you've gotten the call at linebacker, also tailback. You've been involved on both sides. And how's the senior season been for you?
I feel like it's been pretty good. Both positions are new, so just kind of adjusting to it. They're early in the season, inside linebacker. I used to go to the flats a lot, and so it was a bit different dropping into the hook zone, and then learning tailback was a lot different too. So
yeah, but being an interior linebacker like that, you don't have to cover as much territory, do you?
Yeah, you don't really have to. And then I guess the best part is if you successfully read your key, just hitting someone hard.
Well, that's the best part about it, huh?
Yeah.
Well, offense, I mentioned tailback. What was it like when you got your first carry there at Cimarron a couple weeks ago?
I think I rushed for -1 yard, actually, on that one, on our 36-0. But I was really excited and really kind of nervous at the same time, but it was a good time.
But you were able to finish that drive off with a touchdown, huh?
Yeah.
And then last week, you caught a touchdown pass, and, man, you're left open there. What was the thought when you were in the end zone and you saw that ball coming your way?
Yeah, I really didn't expect it. During practice, our outside linebackers usually pick it up. So once I ran right through the line and I realized I was open, I didn't know if it would come, but then it did. So I just made sure to capitalize.
All right. But, another big win there for you guys last week. And Millwood, a very good team in Oklahoma, coming to town on Friday nights. And what do you remember about that game last year down there in Oklahoma? A little bit a different territory.
Yeah, I just remember from last year they were really fast. I didn't think they played with much unity as a team. I think they all really tried to play for themselves. And I think it'll probably be the same way this year. But I think that's what's really going to hurt us is the speed, but hopefully we can shut it down.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a great opportunity to kind of find out some more things about you before the districts begin, right?
Yep.
What would you like to see from yourself as you work through this season?
Well, sometimes I notice it just going back and watching film, but specifically at inside linebacker, I get kind of antsy with it. I think I get a little too caught up trying to read the backs rather than reading my guard and just trying to fly somewhere. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I just kind of sit there and mosey around, but I need to get better at just specifically reading the guard and hitting it hard.
All right. Well, congratulations on a good start to the season here, Tracer, and good luck to you coming up here on Friday.
Thank you.
All right, once again, Tracer Chapman joining us here, and we go from the backer position to the line position up next here with another senior in Tanner Gooden. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing all right, thank you.
Yep, you're one of the few returning linemen from a year ago that had a lot of snaps on both sides of the ball here, and you guys have gotten off to a good start this year. What's really worked for you so far, Tanner?
I've obviously come back, but we've had a couple of younger guys who have really stepped into roles. Emilio plays right next to me, and I think he's doing a phenomenal job. Brevin's really stepping into his role at center. I can't really speak for the other side of the line because I can't see what they're doing that far away, but I think they're doing a good job too. I mean, obviously results are saying something.
But, yeah, I mean, when you guys are able to kind of go down next level there, that's – and deliver some big yardage, that's got to be pretty exciting as a lineman, right?
Oh yeah, and especially like when Colin breaks two or three tackles and makes a big run, I mean, that it's really energizing.
All right, and you know, have you gotten any pancakes yet this year?
Oh yeah.
All right, pretty good. It got a stack full of them.
Yeah, I coach likes to make fun of me because whenever I make a pancake, I lay on them.
All right. Well, just
most
need
time,
it might have. Yeah. Well, you'll have to get up next time and go down to the next level, right?
Yeah, I might have to do that.
Homecoming Friday, a pretty good Millwood team coming to town here. And what's kind of exciting about playing a team that you're never going to see on the schedule again?
Well, I mean, I don't really necessarily take too much into the schedule about not seeing them, but I really focus on just like they have a lot of big guys, which we haven't seen very much of this year, especially on the line. Like they have multiple like 6 foot plus, 200 plus guys on the line, along with they have a lot of speed in the backfield. I mean, their quarterback is committed to OU and runs like a 4.3 40. Mm-hmm. So I'm really interested to just try and play against them, especially because, like Tracer was saying earlier, they don't play as a team. They play as individuals. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of curious just to see how it's going to line up.
All right. Well, hopefully you get the better end of it here this year. And, you know, senior season's going a little fast, isn't it?
A little bit, yeah.
All right, we're having a good season so far here at Tanner, and thanks again for joining me here, and good luck to you throughout this season.
Thank you.
All right, once again, senior lineman Tanner Gooden joining us here as we talk now with Coach Jim Turner, and a 54-22 victory over Ray on Friday night last week, Coach. This is a good win for you guys. Ray kind of threw a lot of different things at you that you didn't maybe expect right away, spreading you out and doing that more than maybe than you anticipated. But that's a team that's going to win a lot of games in Colorado this year.
Yeah, I think so. They're pretty talented. They're a little small up front, but, you know, they on film, the two games we had, because they're a game ahead, a week ahead in the schedule in Colorado, they ran that single wing, you know, double tight, unbalanced, and they jump in their spread when it's third and long or their two-minute offense, and they came out and spread against us, and probably I'd say close to 40-60, 50-50, you know. Mm-hmm. So we had to adjust in a hurry. We kind of had a different defense set up for the unbalanced stuff, and then they kept throwing the spread at us, so we had to get out of that and then had to make a few adjustments too with the quarterback who ran really well.
And but it was big for you guys to – get off to a hot start like you did. I think you scored the first 21 points in the ball game, led 28-14 at the break, and it was your ball to begin the second half, if I'm not mistaken, there, and go down and score, and three and out and go down and score. I mean, how big was that to really kind of build that 21-point lead right off the bat?
Oh, the offense did a great job. I think, you know, when you can jump out and score, we had some big plays in that, which are really nice, but sometimes you might have a little let up, and I felt like in defense we might have let up after 21-0. But, you know, it's big for us to jump out early. You know, it kind of sets the tone a little bit. After that series where they scored, the first series they scored on, I felt like we focused in a little bit better because I – felt like we gave them everything on that drive by misalignment or bad reads, or we're supposed to be locked up in one place and we're not, and you know, just a bunch of mistakes on that drive.
I know you mentioned we've talked about a little bit about your defense, a lot of new faces and a lot of new different spot or positions this year. Did you feel like, even though they gave up the yardage and points, especially in that second quarter, did you feel like that they made some good steps from game one to game two?
Yeah, I think so. We got a lot of new guys. Collins new at the outside backer, came from corner to outside linebacker. Tracer came from outside linebacker to inside linebacker. We move Oscar from defensive tackle to inside linebacker. So we made a bunch of changes, and it's a learning experience. Even when we have experienced players, I think back to, you know, JP as a started as a sophomore, come back as a junior. It took about four or five games to get him reading linebackers really well, and guards. And once we got him there, then it stuck with him, and the next year he's even better, you know. So it is a learning experience. It doesn't just happen overnight. Yeah. And, you know, they can say it, and, you know, like Tracer just said, he knows he's supposed to read the guard, but sometimes his eyes start to wander. So it's a matter of focus and experience, and, you know, we'll get there. We do have a big challenge in front of us this Friday, though.
It's a team with a lot of speed on the field there, and a lot of the skill positions especially there. But they do return most of those skill players. They just lost a running back from last year, and I don't know if – I don't think the number nine – I don't think he's played yet in the first couple of games, yeah. But he's a North Texas commit. And then you mentioned earlier about the Oklahoma commit. But this is a loaded team we're about a couple minutes away from winning a state championship a year ago.
Yeah, they got really good skill kids. They run some set plays for one particular receiver, and you can tell in a hurry because nobody else is going anywhere. But, they're very talented. They did lose their offensive tackle, defensive tackle, who's at Emporia State, last I heard, you know, that gave us fits, you know, on both sides of the ball, but especially when he's on defense, he kind of – got into us and messed up our timing on about everything. So hopefully our offensive line and our defensive line will play much better, you know, take it to them a little bit, control the line of scrimmage, and then we'll see what we can do at that speed.
Yeah, and it's nice that they got to make the long trip this year.
Yeah, yeah. hope they get all cramped up and everything.
Yeah, it's almost going to probably be too chilly for them here.
Well, I don't imagine they're used to long trips, you know, unless it's something in the playoffs yeah. for them, because they're probably playing in the Oklahoma City metro area all the time. So it'll be different for them. But mm-hmm. I think your other coach, he said he's looking forward to it. They look forward to getting out of town every once in a while, and mm-hmm. I've emailed with him a couple times this week. So he's a pretty good guy.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm kind of excited to see the challenge that you guys are going to have Friday night with homecoming and everything. And just like that, you're going to be hard to believe you're going to be three games into the season after Friday.
Yeah, yep. It's going fast. I mean, when you're having fun, it moves along pretty quick. So last year zipped by. Mm-hmm. This year's moving pretty good. So it's been exciting so far.
All right. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here from Scott City Ace Hardware and Scott City Beavers hosting Millwood for homecoming on Friday night at Darner Field. And thanks again for the time here, Coach, and good luck to you guys. We'll talk to you on Friday.
All right. Thanks, Adam.